Dropkick Basement is a proud member of the Off the Cuff Stuff Network. Follow us on X at DKick Basement for show updates, new episodes, pictures, polls, and more. And now, down to ringside for our main event.
Welcome to the latest episode of Dropkick Basement, pro wrestling podcast. I am your host, Mike Madden. I'm known around here as the Franchise, and the subtle tones on our new intro from Tommy Schultz. Tommy, that was a piece of art. So thank you for kicking us off with the new intro. How are you?
I appreciate it. I channeled my inner ring announcer.
Yeah, that was felt. If I'm going to give you a real compliment off the jump, that was a real Lance Russell type.
All right, I'll take that.
So yeah, definitely.
I'll take that any day.
Take that as a compliment. As always, we are we're joined here by Matt Geiger, Certified Five. Matt, how are you?
I'm here. I was just complimenting Tommy, and then I realized I was muted.
that's kind of the toll that we take when it comes to like doing the new intro. Is that like now we have to remember to like come off mute and
I promise you, I started talking, and then it actually a thing popped up on my screen that said the host would like you to unmute yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, get moving.
Okay. This is how today's gonna go.
Yeah, and ironically enough, this is a special episode. I believe this is the first time that we've had an outside guest on the show too. Or we've had Steve here before. Steve Mazzano, one of my co-hosts on the Count Me Down podcast, also on the Off the Cuff Stuff Network, is here with us. Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm ready to rock, man. Doing good. WrestleMania season. Let's do it.
That's right. That's true. We're in the WrestleMania season. This episode will actually air a little bit after WrestleMania. So, get your predictions in subtly, but like, let's not have spoiler alerts.
Also, don't point at the WrestleMania sign because it's irrelevant now.
I should have put a WrestleMania sign up in here. But the reason that we brought Steve on for this particular episode, this is our long delayed trivia showdown. We've done our trivia episodes in the past where, you know, one of the three of us has challenged the other one and kind of gone back and forth and played some, you know, cool brain games. But this is
like wrestler's name or porn star.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is the Terror Dome of those previous ones. So this is a matchup between myself, Matt, and Tommy.
Wait, hold on. Let's fix that real quick. This is a matchup between you and Tommy, and I'm getting questions too.
Come on.
You never know.
Right, right. That's true. Well, he hasn't already. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Set of questions for me. So. Yes.
Some of them I think are easy. Some of them I think are really hard.
No, let's see. This is coming from somebody whose brain is swimming with trivia and different ways to trick you into saying something that's right or wrong. So if Steve thinks that they're tough questions, I'm going to tend to agree with him because I've sat next to him a lot where he's like banged my elbow and said, "Hey, you know, I got this going in my brain. You got to tell me what this was." And, you know, so I trust that Steve's cooked up something good for us here.
We hope.
Very good.
You know what? Let's a little disclaimer, though. I feel like if Mike doesn't win, I'm going to hear about it at the bar. Like, you know, those questions were ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to be collusion immediately.
Oh, I can feel it already.
Unless this is late 2000s NXT trivia, I am out.
Okay, all right. Well, Matt, I think you're going to know a lot more than you're letting on. Let's get into it. Let's get prepared, mentally prepared.
Who's up first?
We're all in our isolation booths. Steve, you have the order, don't you?
I have Mike Geiger and Tommy. So
okay, so I go first.
All right, you ready?
Ready as I can be. And now we were also mentioning that the next person in line after the first question is able to steal. So if I get,
if Mike doesn't get it right,
if I don't get it right, steal, right, exactly. Matt's got a chance to steal, so on and so forth. So let's roll.
All right. So the Undertaker has an iconic streak. Who did he beat to start the streak?
That would have been in WrestleMania 7, and it would have been Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
That is correct.
Thank you. Thank you. Also,
wow, let's just give him the championship.
Also a murderer.
Nah, nobody's
proven that. Yeah, he killed a man.
Yeah, he killed a man.
He died before they could convict him.
That's true, yeah.
We all have issues. We
listen, if that's issues. if that's how you get away with it, then I know how I'm going out.
That's doing the ultimate job, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, Geiger.
Oh boy.
In WrestleMania 1, there was a body slam challenge between Andre and Big John Studd. How much money was on was that
body
slam for?
$5,000.
That is wrong, Tommy. It's on you.
$10,000.
That is wrong, Mike. Fuck. For the steal.
Guys, it's a $15,000 slam match.
And Mike has up to nothing.
I was
15?
Right. I wasn't
$15,000.
It was either 5 or 15, and I remember watching this, and I was like, it was such a random number, but that's why I said 5. Like, 15 is like,
yeah, you either go 20 make any or 10. Sense.
Listen, in 1985 money, that's a lot of schedule, as they say.
It's a lot of nose candy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, also, Bobby Heenan stole the money when Andre was trying to throw it into the crowd and retained a lot of it, so.
No.
Sounds like something I would do.
Okay.
Tommy.
I believe it's me.
No, Matt.
Oh, no, you're right.
No,
right.
You lost. In WrestleMania 3, there was a hair versus hair match. Who was in it and who won?
So that was adorable Adrian Adonis versus Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and Brutus the Barber Beefcake won.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Tom. Tom.
That is incorrect. Mike for the steal and a real big lead.
You're half right. It's a half baked situation. It was Adrian Adonis, the adorable Adrian Adonis versus Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, fuck, it was.
In Piper's retirement match, and Brutus Beefcake did the honors, and that night became the barber by cutting
Adonis' hair. That's where I got confused.
Yeah.
This is correct. Yeah. Mike is up 3-0. By the way, Mike has a chubby right now because he's dying.
I have to say, of those three questions, he got by far the easiest one.
There's a lot left.
That may be true.
Yeah, like round to the nearest. How many people?
Of the three ages of the people on this show, you gave him the most recent one.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Wow, I didn't think that the complaining would come out so early. Okay.
Yeah, it's worth three questions in, guys.
I have no way. I have no room to complain. I already told you how this is going to go.
Anything can happen.
Okay.
Back to Mike. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Back to Mike. Holy shit. Let's see. Santino Marella won Mrs. WrestleMania.
Oh, no.
Who was the last wrestler that he had to knock out to get the title?
Now this is Geiger's.
This would be a Geiger question.
Oh shit!
Santino Marella had to eliminate. I'm gonna say Maria Kanellis.
That would be wrong, damn. Geiger. It's up to you.
So there's an easy answer. I don't think it's that one.
There's a correct answer.
I think the correct answer is Michelle McCool.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
You're wrong.
Then it's got to be the other one.
This is your chance.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck knows this? I'm just trying to think of, like, when that would have been. I'm going to say Beth Phoenix.
It is Beth Phoenix.
Oh. Let's go.
That was the easy answer. Steal. And I thought
if it was
the
easy answer, you would have answered it.
I thought it was too easy. That's why
I messed up my Santina, like his timeline when he had girlfriends. And I thought he was with Maria at that point. Okay.
All right, let's go. Back in the game. Back in the game.
Geiger's up.
Fuck.
Let me see here. Who was the special guest referee for Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow? Huh.
The special guest ref. I'm going to go with Noid from the Domino's Pizza commercials.
Come on.
I have no idea.
Okay, Tommy.
I think I'm getting my WrestleManias mixed up, but my answer is going to be Pat Patterson.
That is correct.
Correct.
All right, let's go.
He's back in the game. All of a sudden, you don't mind the tougher questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's up now?
That's me.
Tommy's up for his.
Tommy. Okay. The Steiner brothers had one WrestleMania match. What WrestleMania was it, and who did they beat?
That was WrestleMania 9, and they beat the Head Shrinkers.
That is correct.
Very good.
Wow, he's on a heater, by the way, folks.
By the way, that's a great WrestleMania match.
What's the opposite of a heater?
That's the best. That's the best match on that show.
Yeah, by a country mile.
Okay, so Tommy's up now.
No, Tommy just answered that one, so I'm up.
Oh, I thought he stole that one. My bad. Okay. Who wrestled the longest match, and what WrestleMania was it in?
The longest match in WrestleMania history, Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, Iron Man match, WrestleMania 12.
Geiger, would you like to steal?
I thought for sure that was the answer.
It's not that it's not the answer. It could be the answer. It could be the wrong WrestleMania. It could be the wrong guys, and it could be the right WrestleMania.
All right. I think the answer is pass.
What is it?
Pass.
How do you
pass? Do you not guess?
I don't know.
Was I wrong? Was I wrong?
So that.
Well, if he's right, then just tell him he's right.
He's not right.
Oh, he's not right. Yeah. Okay. What's longer than the Iron Man match? All right. I am going to say Randy Orton.
Who wrestled the longest match? What WrestleMania and who was in it?
Randy Orton versus Edge at WrestleMania 36.
So Mike gets a half a point. It is Bret and Shawn, but it's not WrestleMania 12. It's WrestleMania 7.
That's not WrestleMania 7.
On my list. Hold on. Maybe I'm wrong.
Pond and Anaheim.
Hold on. If we can prove it right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's 12.
Yeah, it's 12. Okay.
If it's 12, then you're right. And then
he is right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike, you got that right.
I was worried.
Oh my god! Yeah, I was like, "What the fuck? Who went longer than that?"
So he wrestled for like 2 hours. You know how long? Hey, Mike, curiosity, how long was the match?
1 hour and 1 hour and 1 hour 4 minutes.
Close. 61 minutes. I think it's 52 seconds.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know they went to overtime.
Okay. So is it Geiger now?
Geiger's up.
Yes.
Who wrestled the first intergender match? And what WrestleMania is it? You get a half if you get it right, you know, but if, you know, depending.
Are you trying to get me to get zero questions right? Because I have no fucking clue.
Confidence, Matt. Think.
Pass. Okay. Tommy, do you know?
Pass.
Okay. So can you just repeat the question?
Who wrestled the first intergender match in a WrestleMania?
All right, hold on here. Oh, you know what? Okay. It is Luna Vachon and Bam Bam Bigelow versus Dink and Doink at WrestleMania 10.
Incorrect.
Incorrect? Really? I guess it's my steal.
It is your steal, Mike.
I'm going to say it was WrestleMania 15, and it's China and Kane versus Triple H and X-Pac.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay. All right.
Geiger, last chance to keep it.
To re-steal it?
To re-steal what was yours?
We can't.
I don't have anything.
Okay. What's the answer?
Wait,
okay.
Never mind.
It is WrestleMania 6, Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Defeating Randy Savage and Queen Sherry.
But that match never happened.
No, it did. Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you?
This was the tag match. You're thinking of the SummerSlam that year when it was supposed to be Sherry versus Sapphire, and Sapphire didn't show up because she was in the fur coat and she was hugging the Ted DiBiase wrestling buddy.
Wait, Sapphire came out and actually
she worked. She worked. It was her and Dusty.
She worked
in Toronto against Macho Man and Sherry. Elizabeth was involved.
I thought that she just never came out.
No, that's your thing. That's why you're thinking of SummerSlam that year.
Oh, okay.
This is gonna be a tough one. Who's up next?
I think that's my turn, right?
Yeah, it's Tom's turn.
Yeah.
Okay. WrestleMania 2 had three different venues. Name all three.
Oh, the venues?
Yes.
I'm not gonna.
And if you're close enough, I'll give them to you. You don't have to exactly proper name, but you know, you gotta have at least some of the name of the venue.
So it's Los Angeles, and I have to assume it'd be the Spectrum.
I'll give you the first one. It's Los Angeles Coliseum.
Oh, it was in the Coliseum, was it?
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. LA Sports. No.
It's Los Angeles Sports Arena Coliseum.
Okay. So it's LA, New York. So I'm going to assume that's it's LA, Chicago, New York. Chicago is what would be Chicago at that time? Rosemont Horizon? Chicago?
Can't give you right or wrong because then somebody else has to go after you if you get the last one wrong or the last one right.
And then New York, was it the Garden or was it? No, it can't be the Garden. It's probably the fuck is the other one? New York, it's going to be what do they call that where the Islanders play?
I think we can give him that.
The Long Island Arena?
It's the Nassau Coliseum.
That's it.
Now it's 4-4.
Good. 4-4.
By the way, good job on Rosemont. That was a tough one.
The loudest ring in the world.
Guys, it's not 4-4. It's 4-4-0.
4-4-0.
I was leaving you out, Geiger. Who's up now?
Mike's up.
It's my turn.
Michael. Mike. Who was the last person Undertaker beat prior to the streak ending?
Oh.
So before the streak ended, it was Punk WrestleMania 29.
God damn it.
That is good. Mike knows this shit. 5-4.
I just watched that match tonight, too.
Now Geiger.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How many times did CM Punk do push-ups before he came out for his entrance?
Come on, Matt. Think.
So, WrestleMania 4 had its first battle royal with all wrestlers. Who won and who was the last man to get knocked out?
Just go to Tommy.
Come on.
That's not an answer.
I'm not going to guess. I don't want to say
you get possible half points on this.
To the audience out there, we have our first tap out.
what year was WrestleMania for? What year was WrestleMania for?
88.
You're asking Mike the questions.
I wasn't born either.
You're asking Mike the questions that I know. So I'm not even getting a chance to answer it.
Matt. Okay, so Tommy, WrestleMania 4
Battle Royal, right?
Yeah. Yes, with all wrestlers.
Yes. So you're asking for the winner?
The last person out.
Yeah, the winner was Bad News Brown. The last man out was Bret Hart.
Good job.
Yeah.
We got a 5-5 here right now. Guy just like, I'm going to take a seat. I want to see what's killing each other.
Give me 1 second. Okay. I had a little spillage of my seltzer. I gotta
wrap something. Clean up.
Two seconds.
I didn't think you get that excited.
Yeah, and now Matt's filing a protest.
I know.
Silent protest.
It's a silent protest. Some of these questions are not easy. Like, it takes a lot of,
he's giving them all to me.
Yeah, come on.
Tommy's got a chance to take the lead here. This is a battle royal.
Let's go.
Not that it matters, but I thought this was just general trivia, not WrestleMania trivia, so.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I like I said, it wasn't going to matter either way. It just probably made me look more stupid.
So Finkel came up with the name of WrestleMania. He is the one that coined WrestleMania. Uh-huh. Previous to that, Vince wanted to name it something else. What did Vince want to name WrestleMania?
Okay. It's an alliteration. I know that.
And by the way, I have proofed this like a zillion different ways to Sunday to make sure that like this wasn't one website's like opinion or something.
I believe I've heard Bruce Pritchard talk about this on Something to Wrestle.
Free plug for that podcast.
Fuck Bruce Pritchard.
I know it's an alliteration. I don't want Wrestle. It's really, this is, it's, I can't even. Man, this is tough. Okay.
Are you going to the ball today?
Super slam.
No, Mike, we'll pass it over to you. Finkel came up with the term WrestleMania. What did Vince want it to be named prior to that?
He wanted to call it the Colossal Tussle.
That is correct.
Yes.
And that is fucking terrible.
Because he's dumb. Because he had the Colossal Jostle, like...
He's big with Colossal.
Like 3 months. Finally, he got it in because like that was like the first time. It was in the summer. They had a show at the Garden that they dubbed the Colossal Tussle or the Colossal Jostle. And it was Bundy versus Andre for the first time. Just the extra trivia there.
You know what else is Colossal? Hold on. You know what else is Colossal? The lawsuit that he's serving right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock has wrestled one WrestleMania match as Rocky Maivia.
Ooh, yeah.
Which WrestleMania and who did he beat?
That is WrestleMania 13. And he defended his Intercontinental title against the Sultan.
Mike, you are correct. And you are on a heater with a 2-lead over Tommy, but Geiger's following close behind.
All right, come on, Matt.
Yeah, I'm right up.
Play the spoiler.
Get the heels, boys.
To Geiger.
Spell WrestleMania.
What was the first WrestleMania to take place outside of the U.S.? Where was it located, and what WrestleMania was it?
WrestleMania 14 in London.
Tommy.
WrestleMania
to take place outside of the U.S.
WrestleMania 6 in Toronto.
You're right. No, I don't.
Come on.
Hey, Matt, you want to sound stupid for an hour?
Matt, you were a lot. Matt,
you know what the best is? I felt like Mike was like adjusting. Matt was adjusting his tie, and then you were like, "You got it right." Like, look at me, you know.
I just listen. If I'm going to sound stupid, I want to sound confident.
All right, that's good.
This one should tie it up. Tommy, who has the most WrestleMania losses?
God.
Wow, I thought this was a bone. I'm like, I'm going to keep this. This is like, you know how like everyone designs it to go down to like an overtime. It's mm-hmm. like a wrestling match, right? I want it to go to like, like a couple kickouts.
So most, fucking throw me one. God damn it.
The most losses. I'm just trying to think of like who's been around for like a long, like the longest time. The Miz?
Is your answer The Miz?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Michael, who has the most WrestleMania losses?
Triple H.
That is correct.
Fuck.
He's wrestled like 60 WrestleManias, and I think he's lost in like 54 of them. So.
Yeah, he's got a lot of losses.
He takes an L well, but what's... All right, so let's recap. What's the current score?
I know
that you want to recap. By the way, he only wanted to recap because he's in first. It's Mike 8, Tommy 6, Geiger 0.
And what round are we in?
That's 14. So.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Still plenty of ball game.
Michael, mathematically eliminated.
Michael, this is from Wikipedia, so it may come with a a grain of salt.
One of my
Which
favorites.
Non-COVID WrestleMania had the lowest attendance?
Ooh, okay. Non-COVID Mania, lowest attendance. I'm going to say...
And by the way, keep in mind, WrestleMania 2 has three venues. They added them up.
Added them up,
definitely
right.
Not WrestleMania 2.
Right.
There's no trick question here.
Okay. I'm going to say that the lowest attendance was... WrestleMania 9, because it was in Caesar's parking lot, or the parking lot of Caesar's Palace. Do I have to tell you what the number was?
No.
Is that good enough? All right, that's my answer. WrestleMania 9.
That is incorrect.
Fuck you.
I think I know it then.
I'm going to go WrestleMania 10.
Geiger, what is it?
WrestleMania 10.
That is incorrect.
WrestleMania 11.
So close, but it's WrestleMania 7. 16,100. That is out of Wikipedia, so I can only, go with the strongest.
Okay, because that one was originally supposed to be in the LA Coliseum, got moved to the sports arena.
Because they didn't. They claim
bomb scare.
That there was a bomb scare. However, it was because of poor ticket sales.
You know what? Yeah, the bomb was poor ticket sales.
That's great.
The bomb was Slaughter versus Hogan in that main event.
By the way, fun fact, not that it's a trivia question, there's only one state in one WrestleMania with tickets where you could not get it on a pay-per-view. One state, one WrestleMania, you couldn't get it on a pay-per-view. It is Michigan for WrestleMania.
WrestleMania
they were worried nobody would come.
Yep. Yep.
So they turned off.
They blacked it out.
Paper. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Okay. I think, is Mike up again? Well, Geiger's up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arn Anderson versus Santana and Martel was a tag team match. What were both of their nicknames for the tag team that it's billed under?
Read that one again. Help Matt out.
So Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
It's not gonna matter. It's not gonna matter.
Wrestle.
Also, Santana. Also, if we're being honest, I'm mathematically eliminated. Let these two just duke it out.
Come on.
And Martel.
No, I'm for real. It's right? I'm not being like.
Yes. Yes. Tag match.
That was a tag match.
Rick Martel turned on Tito. Bastard.
What were the names of the tags of their teams?
Steve and John.
All right, Tommy? So Arn and Tully were the Brain Busters, and Rick Martel and Tito Santana were Strike Force.
You are incorrect.
What do you mean? No, he's right.
That's not what it says on my list. It says the Demolition and Strike Force.
No. Demolition? Demolition
is Demolition.
Yeah, that was Axe and Smash. All
right, listen, it's the internet, so I'll give it a point then. It's 8-7.
Yes, he gets the point on that one.
That might have been WrestleMania 4.
That was 5.
Demolition against... Demolition wrestles Strike Force at 4?
Yeah, they won the titles from them at 4, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Mike, it's on... Nope, it's actually Tommy. On Tommy.
That's me, yeah.
So Randy Savage wrestled 4 matches in 1 WrestleMania.
Shit.
Who did he beat in all 4?
Yeah, I don't know all 4.
Is that it?
Is this a partial? Can he get partial credit for?
So here's how it is. If he can get 2 out of the 4 and you get none out of the 4, or you get 2, you can both get a half a point.
Okay, good. All right.
All right. So I know he beat Ted DiBiase. That's 1.
Okay.
I want to say he beat Butch Reed.
That's 2. Mike's gonna have a tough time stealing with the other 2 then.
So is it like once I get one wrong, then we move on from me? Is that how we'll do it? Okay. Butch Reed. Who was the semifinal? Let's say, was that him? I don't know. The One Man Gang?
You are 3 for 4. So okay. Mike cannot steal any points. If you don't get it right, you go back to a half a point.
Okay. Now the pressure's on.
we're gonna wind up in a tiebreaker here, boys.
Fuck. Who is the other one? Who is the
Mike? Other? You know the other one.
Of course I do.
He gets. Of course I do.
I don't know, and I don't know what that means. Is what pisses me off.
I love that. Of course I do. Oh, what a dick.
All right. Let's see. Who would be the 4th? So it went in order. The 4th person that Savage beat was
himself.
He beat off.
Yeah.
No, DiBiase got the bye, right? Over Hogan and Andre. Dino Bravo.
That is incorrect, but you get a half point.
I think it's a half a point.
Who was the 4th, Mike?
First one.
Greg Valentine.
It is. No, Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Greg the Hammer Valentine. All right.
Guys, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm like WrestleMania 3. I'm in venue number 2.
Okay, good. Good. It's not as bouncy and loud as the ring.
Hammer.
The ring in Rosemont Horizon was so loud, though. Anyway.
There was a plethora of 80s villains that he could have beat.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I was assuming he would have beaten a foreign villain at some point.
Here's the fun fact. If Valentine had not won his first round match, Savage's opponent in the 2nd round would have been Ricky Steamboat.
Oh. They had Valentine go over Ricky Steamboat?
Yeah. Well, Ricky was on his way out.
Yeah, but come on.
Continue.
Hold on 1 second. I got to.
All right. So now I'm down by half a point, right?
You're down by a half a point, and I think Mike is up.
Yeah.
Real barn burner here, boys.
So Paul Levesque wrestled 2 matches as Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Who did he wrestle, or what are the matches and who won?
So, okay. As his, before he became Triple H.
Correct. And now, this goes off of 1 website of like, they literally list out the names.
One of them would have been Warrior.
What was the outcome?
He lost to the Warrior.
Correct.
The other one,
this is a steel situation.
Did he work? It's him versus Henry Godwin.
I don't even know who that is.
So I'm guessing it's not right. Okay. All right.
For this steal and a full point.
Matt, are you stealing?
I think
this could be a big time spoiler too. Mike gets a half a point because he got a half of it right.
Okay.
But somebody can get the other half.
I'm gonna finish with a fucking half a point.
I wouldn't even answer.
You know that. You know it?
I think I do. And it's gonna be wrong, but I think it's Shawn Michaels. No, that's not my answer. I'm gonna go with Goldust.
That's correct.
You son of a bitch. Wow.
Let's go.
And by the way, that was a huge half a point. Now he's got a point lead.
What Mania did he work Goldust?
13.
The next one after, I think it was.
Oh, fuck me.
Owen was 14. You were thinking Owen.
Because I was thinking Owen was the one after Warrior. Shit. All right. Timeline messed up.
And at that point, he was in DX, so he's Triple H.
Yeah. Dick.
Okay, so I think it's Tommy now.
No, it's Geiger.
No, it's Geiger.
Who did China beat at WrestleMania 17 to win the title? Who is it?
Which title?
I don't know. The title.
It was a women's title.
I mean, how many
titles? It was a women's titles. She did win the Intercontinental title at one point.
Not at a Mania, though.
Not here, but at some point. I believe she was a European champion, too, maybe.
Sable.
Wrong. Hold on, Tommy. This is a big one.
17. It's Ivory.
It is Ivory.
It is Ivory. You son of a bitch. Thanks, Ivory.
For those keeping track at home, this is actually getting really exciting.
Right to censor, Ivory.
Yeah.
Boo.
Eight and a half.
Boo.
Eight and a half.
Okay.
Now, this was the question I was saving to the end. Before we go to two general trivias, right?
Okay.
So this question.
This is going to be hard as fuck.
Wait a second. Is this all right? So
This is a, just so you know, Mike starts it, and it is a back and forth question.
So this. Well, here's my question. So we're done with that round, or
wait, I didn't.
Tommy should have one more for this round, and then we eliminate Matt.
I think somebody missed it.
We had a question where nobody got it right.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
So every WrestleMania. Right? At least like the first freaking zillion of them have taglines, if you didn't know that.
Okay.
Oh.
So, do you know that at all?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yes.
You guys are going to have to name them?
No, you can name anyone to any WrestleMania.
Okay.
And if you get one right, I will say, yes, you got it right. And it goes to the next person. The pressure's off.
Okay. So we don't have to go in order. We just have
No. You name any one of them. Okay. I'm going to scroll through it.
Okay.
And if it doesn't have one, like if you said, you know, because it's so 2018 and 2019 for some reason have no tagline.
Okay. All right.
Just about all of the rest of them have it.
Okay. All right.
So if you name any tagline, I will scroll and I'll find it. And if you have it, it goes to the next guy.
Okay.
And the first person to drop off is out.
Okay.
For that question.
All right. And all right.
Tommy,
so we've
on you first.
We've eliminated Matt, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I eliminated myself when we started.
Thanks for playing, Matt.
I'm gonna do terrible at this.
This is the toughest one, by the way.
You need to get at least one, right?
Big time.
Do you think that's the name of a WrestleMania?
No. That was what? You said a tagline.
A tagline, right. Yeah.
Right. The tagline.
Right? 22, wasn't that?
Let me see.
Big time.
Hold on. I don't think it is, but you know what? I could be wrong. Hold on.
I mean, I could be wrong. I might just be thinking of the song.
Hold on. 19, 20.
22 was I know, what I was thinking of. It.
22, bigger, longer, uncut.
It is big time. Yep. He's got it right.
Yeah.
Michael, to you.
I'm going to stick with, because that one was in Detroit. So I'm going to give you the tagline for WrestleMania 3, which is sure. Bigger, badder, better.
Hold on. Tommy's like, this prick can't stop. Hold on. WrestleMania 3. I got to do a lot of scrolling to get the bigger, better, badder.
Yep.
That is right.
Okay.
WrestleMania goes Hollywood.
That is yes. One. I know it's the fact.
Is it terrible that I'm rooting for Tommy?
That's 21. The world is.
Mike, on you.
I'm going to go with WrestleMania 2, and that is what the world has come to.
That's very good. There's actually two taglines, and you have one of them. That is good.
Okay.
I thought that was the name of China's sex tape.
Man, come on. Come on. Don't make me mute you.
Oh, man. I'm here all week, guys.
Yeah, this is where I
fall
apart.
This is your Waterloo.
We're really what would the WrestleMania 2000 slogan be?
Like Wrestle, I think I know it.
WrestleMania 2K or Once in a Millennium.
What year would that be?
2000.
Mike.
2000. Yeah, doesn't have. Oh, okay. Hold on. I meant to have the year here.
That's 17, I think.
No, it's 16.
Is that your final answer? 16. Is that your final answer, Tom?
I know I'm wrong. I can't think of any of these. I don't know any of these things.
Nope. So that is wrong.
Okay.
I will give you a few of these, right?
Mike's got to answer one to lock it in.
Oh, yes. You do have to answer one to finish it off.
So WrestleMania 5 was
Mike. Hold on. Can you really spit in Tommy's face?
I knew that 16? One.
Number five one. Was the Mega now Powers Explode.
Oh, yeah. Now I know that one.
That is it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
that's the only one I would have known.
A few of them. WrestleMania 1 is the greatest wrestling event of all time.
That I probably wouldn't have gotten.
WrestleMania 3 is you got bigger, badder. Okay. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania 4 is what the world is watching.
Okay. All right.
You got 5. 6 is the ultimate challenge.
Ultimate challenge, yeah.
Right. 7 is Superstars and Stripes Forever.
Ugh, that should have been whoops-a-daisy. This main event sucks.
This is like more of a soap opera than the next one. Friends Torn Apart, The Macho Flair Affair.
That's ridiculous.
That rolls off the tongue.
You want to know what's even worse is WrestleMania 9, The World's Largest Toga Party.
Yeah.
10 years in the making.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I was trying to think of those ones because it's like those are – it's got to be something about being 10 – 20, 30,
yeah.
Like the milestones.
Mm-hmm.
So those WrestleMania, WrestleMania 21, finally legal.
Come on.
The Raging Climax.
What is that?
Yeah.
That was WrestleMania 15, Stone Cold and The Rock.
Oh, boy.
That's what
The Raging Climax? Jesus, Vince, you're such a pervert.
That was like.
Who didn't see this
Mike
coming?
Mike got a 1-point lead.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait. So there's more to go? I thought that was like the final boss.
So there are two more questions, and then there's another one just in case we need it.
Okay.
So this All right. question is going to be, don't blurt out a name, just say, like buzz in.
Buzz in.
Right? Okay. Just go buzz or me or whatever. Just, okay. Because you both get an opportunity at this. Uh-huh. Who am I? I was born in Minnesota. By the way, if you get it wrong, you're out of the question. Who am I? I was born in Minnesota, and my last match was against Jim Duggan. My finishing move is a take on a neck breaker. I was a founding member of DX. Oh, go ahead. What is it?
Rick Rude.
You got it.
His last match was against Jim Duggan?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because he filed for the Lloyds of London, so he couldn't wrestle from like 93 on.
That's his last WWF match.
No, I think he ended wrestling in
that
WCW.
His last WWF match.
Okay.
His last WWF match.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I seed that one. Okay.
There are four original horsemen, right? We all know who the four are. Mm-hmm. Who was the first to be kicked out, and who replaced him?
Me. I've got
Mike,
this.
Go ahead.
The late Ole Anderson was the first to be kicked out, replaced by the total package Lex Luger.
That is correct. This is the last question. And honestly, you guys may tie. And then I have no answer. We'll have to come back. It's a cliffhanger, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Don the Magnificent Morocco. That was his nickname. He was on TV, and he changed his name during a promo. And that's what he wanted to be called. And I believe it was Gorilla. You got it?
I got it.
Mike, what is it?
He changed himself to Don the Rock Morocco.
That is correct.
I knew that. I thought that there was more to the question.
Nope. Whenever you're ready, you buzz in. So Michael has taken this 11.5 to 9.5.
To zero.
Royal
oh, no, it's a point. To half a point.
Half a point.
I got half a point. I'm sitting. I won.
By the way, if you know what, if you didn't get that half a point, it would have been, it would have been 11.5 to 10. But.
Of course, the answer to my question was Goldust.
That was great.
Well, that,
by the way, really good back and forth. That was a slobber knocker.
It was a slobber. Yes,
it was close.
It was close. Gordon Sully would say that's a real pair sixer. No, great questions. It was very tight. I love that I won it on a Don Morocco answer. That's just a kismet, as they say. Worthy adversary, Tommy and Matt, you were there too.
I never thought it would get this far. I got to be honest.
Like every other episode, I'm here.
I did some teasing early, but those were fantastic questions.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. I really put a lot of thought. Let me tell you something. I have been doing this, Mike. What day did you tell me last week? You were like, no, it's next Thursday. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I got a bunch of questions. I think I had two. And then like literally during the day, I'm like, no, that's not good. No, that's got to be better. And I would scratch them out. But you guys, I'll tell you what, man, that's impressive because some of that stuff is really obscure shit.
Yeah.
The only two that he had written at that time were the ones that I knew.
But no, fantastic work, Steve. Thanks for putting those out to us. We'll wrap up this episode, but do you want to give a quick plug to your other podcast?
Oh my God. So, Count Me Down, listen to it. We do every type of ridiculous topic. It's usually top five, top 10 of something that you'll laugh about. It's intentionally trying to be funny most times. And then there's some sports thrown in when we're bored and we need a topic. So,
it's true.
Give it a listen.
Yep, and that
I suggest my favorite episode's top 10 puppets.
Yes. That is like the reigning. My brother literally brought that up the other day and said,
I was legitimately belly laughing when I listened to it.
Yeah. It's a good
we
one.
We don't get enough guy you're around. Yeah. I need him to be my hype man.
To be honest, I feel like I don't get enough puppets, so thank you.
Yeah, it's a good trade-off. Matt kisses your ass a whole bunch and in return I
get half a point.
The Count Me Down Count Me Down podcast brings him some puppet content for him. So awesome. Fantastic episode. There will be a rematch. Tommy,
yeah, we have to.
I feel like
that was close. That was close enough.
That was good.
You know, maybe we'll
and I'll be there.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, I think like if we get away from WrestleMania, maybe we do one based on Matt's favorite pay-per-view, Money in the Bank. You know, maybe we'll get him to wake up and answer a few questions. But this has been a great episode of the old Dropkick Basement for Tommy Schultz, for Certified Five Matt Geiger, or the Certified Point Five at this point. Again, and for our very special guest Steve Misano. We hope you guys have a great evening, and we will see you at the matches.
Awesome. Later, guys.